ear-enlivening and wrist flick. Just like the foot has points that connect to all the rest of the body, the ear has points that connect to other parts of the body. Rubbing all along the edge of the ear can help wake you up if you are sleepy and need to be alert. First, to stimulate all the muscles, touch the edge of the right ear from the bottom to the top using the point on the right side of the hand where the hand meets the wrist. Then, using the thumb and forefinger of the right hand, pinch and release all along the edge of the ear from earlobe up to where the ear meets the temple, then pinch back along the same path. Repeat. Then move in with the thumb behind the ear and the finger in front and press all around the rest of the ear. End by pushing the index finger into the ear canal just a little bit and push the points just inside the canal, making two complete circles in the canal, about 8 pushes in each circle. Repeat everything on the left side. I will sing a song based on verses in Isaiah. I start with the chorus. The right ear outside edge will get done during the first chorus about the eagle. Then the rest of the right ear is done during the verse. The rest of the ear during the first half and the ear canal during the last part. With the next chorus, start the same with the left ear. The third and last chorus is used for the wrist flick. This is an excellent way to counteract muscle fatigue, which leads to carpal tunnel from typing, tennis, and golf. This wrist flick and the facial lymph massage on the next track are adapted from routines taught by Judith Aston. On AveryNiceDay.com, there is a link to her Aston patterning website. I use her cushions while driving. When out of the car, you can use the whole arm when doing the flick, but in the car, you usually just flick from the elbow down. Imagine you have water on your hand and you want to flick the water off. First, flick away from yourself, leading with your little finger. Do 4 flicks. Then flick towards yourself, leading with your thumb. Your whole forearm should move. Flick one wrist for the first half of the chorus and the other wrist for the last half. This is how it all works together. Ear enlivening wrist flick. So you take the spot on the outside of your wrist where your wrist meets your hand and rub around the outside edge of the ear, starting at the bottom and moving all the way up around the top. And do that 3 times at the start. Once you've finished going around the edge with the side of your wrist, then you start pinching, beginning at the earlobe with a thumb on one side and the finger on the other side, and pinch all the way around the edge of your ear, and then come back down, and then you start again at the earlobe and go all the way up and back down again, and you do that until the end of this chorus.
And faint no more.
Then you start doing the thumb on the back side of the ear and your finger on the front side of the ear, the spots on the inside of the ear.
That the Lord will not grow tired.
At this point, you stick your index finger just a little bit inside your ear and start pushing the 8 spots around the inside of the ear. Make a complete circle 2 times in this last part. Now you start with your left wrist going around the outside of the ear 3 times, and then you start pinching along the outside of the earlobe all the way up and back down, and usually do that twice and for the whole chorus here.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and faint no more.
Now here at the verse, you start moving your thumb behind the ear and your finger in front and pinch around the inside of the ear. Just move it all around so it feels good and you get all the spots you want to get. And then at this point, you put your index finger just a little bit inside the ear and push 8 points, making a circle, and do 2 circles.
Trust in the Almighty. They that way.
Now we start shaking water off your fingertips, first from away from yourself and then towards yourself with the left hand. And you do that like four times each direction, and then you keep repeating it until you get to the sore like this. And now you switch to the right hand and start flicking it. And flick it four times away and four times towards you, and repeat that a couple of times. This is absolutely fabulous for helping carpal tunnel syndrome and when you're typing on your keyboard or getting tired driving.